Well, the conversation of women and their mental health would have to be, I think, one of the most important ones that we can have right now. So joining us on the line is Luke Morris, the CEO and founder of the Lip Temba Foundation, which supports a range of women's mental health groups across the board. Welcome to the show, Luke.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, I know you founded Lip Temba in about 2009, 2010. What was the motivation for you?
Yeah, it feels, I don't know whether it feels a long time or it feels like it's gone by in a flash, but we essentially started as a fundraising campaign for women's mental health, and that's really developed into a foundation now and a national leader, and trusted source within women's mental health. And that's off the back of knowing that, you know, men and women are inherently different and women face really unique societal and biological challenges during their life, and that can significantly impact their mental health. And you look at things like PMDD, polycystic ovary syndrome, endometriosis, the whole perinatal period, you know, menopause. There's so many things that impact women's mental health, so physical health and how they interact. And what we advocate for is just placing, I guess, a gendered lens on mental health and tailoring our approach to mental health with gender front of mind. And when we do that, we see, you know, an increase in the accuracy of our research and also the success rates of programs and the effectiveness of services. So that's where it's come from. It started as a bit of a fundraiser with having a bit of fun with lipstick, and it's, you know, it's really developed over the last 13 years.
Luke, it's Luke here. Love your name. Just got to get that out of the way. I reckon if I was starting a foundation, I would be trying to find the perfect name, something that gets people talking or get people thinking. Why did you name your foundation Lip Temba?
Well, I guess for the cause, we needed to have something that's a bit of fun, and had along that fundraising model, similar to Movember back in the day. They were doing amazing work and still do, and there wasn't that much for women back then. Now it's sort of exploded, but it was, I guess, just something that women could do with a similar fundraising model, but we could, you know, turn into something significant that could, you know, generate significant funds for the work we were trying to do.
Luke, I remember those early days with quite little chap sitting just along from me at a desk, and look where you are now.
GQ, yeah. Now, so, and you know how much I love an early morning, too.
I do. Yes, I do. Now, I read that you've raised over $40 million to date, funding an enormous number of mental health causes. Who are some of the beneficiaries?
So we did work in previous years where we would have ongoing beneficiaries, but something that's really important now that I'm really excited about and what we've shifted towards is with this research. So this is the research we're doing is not being done anywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is our second annual report, and we're committed to funding that annually. But what it does is it sets a framework for us for the distribution of our funds. So that allows us to identify critical areas of need, and then it also allows us to make the most informed impact possible. We're not throwing darts at a dartboard or making assumptions, and it also allows us to benchmark. So what we do is we run this research annually, and then we open up rounds of funding to anyone or any charities around the country that are doing work in these areas, and especially those priority areas. And then we have the daunting task, which is it's probably one of the hardest parts of our job, is to go through all those amazing applications and choose, in collaboration with a mental health advisory panel that we work with, that we are choosing the projects that are going to make the most impact on those areas.
Well done.
It is such a brilliant model, Luke, because you're empowering the people who know how to address the issues, and, you know, let them do the job, but you're bringing this research, which is super, super important, and it brings the top five most prevalent mental health issues for Australian women. Can you very super quickly, because we have light on time here, but share with us what those top five are?
Yeah, so the top five that we found were depression, anxiety, body image, psychological distress, and PTSD. And just as a top line, we found that, you know, one in two Australian women are currently facing a mental health issue, which is just an enormous number.
It is an enormous number, but your theme is get help. I mean, you know, that women tend not to prioritise themselves and their mental health.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we've found similar to a few, you know, years back when I guess there was a sense that men didn't talk enough. I think this is a trend that we're really seeing from our research, that women potentially being, you know, that central hub of families don't tend to prioritise their mental health and they put themselves second. So we're really trying to break down that barrier there and let women know it's okay to prioritise yourselves and to take a break when you need. And it's a really important message that we need to try and share with the wider community.
Particularly when you say it's societal and biological issues, which a lot of the time you feel like you can't do anything about that, right? But you can seek help.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's really, really important with this research is now connecting the dots, you know, how physical health can really significantly impact mental health and especially gender-specific issues that are really complex. And I don't think anyone sort of dug into that yet. And I think that's why we're so excited to go, you know, well, we're going to do this. We're going to lead from the front. And, you know, we see things like 53% of women going through menopause are experiencing depression. So you can start to, you know, put those dots together and you know, have your best chance of starting to accurately move the needle on some of these numbers.
Well, it's really wonderful. I absolutely love what you do there at LipTember. Head along to liptember.com.au. You can get involved and you can support LipTember in their very important fundraising. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Luke.
Luke.
You have a fantastic Sunday.